friends, I'm Neethi the pharmacist. Welcome to my food church. So I've had people say to me over the years, Neethi, you really need somebody to just follow you around with a camera because the information that we talk about in the food church is so valuable for everyone to hear. Even all the members don't hear it because I'm having these conversations with individuals throughout the day, all week long. And, you know, a lot of people that come to the food church aren't interested in being on camera. And so, you know, in an effort to protect everybody's anonymity and still be able to share these conversations that we feel like would benefit everybody, I decided that I would just put a mic on and record conversations that I'm having. So when you're listening to this, it might be that we started a conversation and then I decided, oh, I really should record this. And so, you know, it might sound like you're just kind of walking into a conversation or a discussion. And I'm not editing this because I don't really have time to do all that. So I thought that it was still meaningful enough for folks to, you know, possibly be interested in listening to it. So these are conversations that I'm having real time with real people in the food church, and I'm just recording them. And if they are of any benefit to you, then, you know, tune in. I'm going to call the series, you know, Candid Conversations. And I'll just list it like that and just do maybe Candid Conversation 1. I might put the dates. I'm not sure how I'm going to organize this exactly. But yeah, I hope that you guys enjoy this series. And if you could please, you know, give me thumbs up or something, make some comments, let me know, participate in the conversation, give us something more to talk about. Because whatever you comment, I can take that back to the same people and let them know, hey, when I posted this conversation, you know, these are the reactions of the people. And so, if you're interested in participating with us, you know, that would be how you would do that. But yeah, I didn't, you know, it's like I spend so much time doing this and it's for you. For the past 15 years, I haven't recorded any of them. So I guess we're getting a little late start on that. But I don't know. Hopefully this is valuable for you guys and you enjoy it. So yeah, welcome to the series of Candid Conversations.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do it
like this in Russia,
topically and internally less. Like they like to do these, like if you get any type of injury, even a sprained ankle or like anything like that, contusion, they'll just paint like iodine grids on.
So we're talking about iodine, how to use it. And Erica, you're going to tell us about how they use it in Russia.
Well, okay. So that's where I learned about iodine was from Russia, my Russian friends. But like living there, yeah, they get injuries, twisted ankle. Like I got from just doing yard work a bad blister. I don't recommend doing it on an open blister though, because that was like
it hurt.
Oh.
I did it on my husband after his motorcycle injury,
and it's
it burned and killed and whatever, but he had road rash and it helps to regenerate the cells. So it is, so like when we were growing up, then everybody, we had iodine in America. It was a thing. Everybody had iodine.
80s.
Yeah. Well, in the 70s.
Well, definitely
I'm talking
in
about.
The 70s.
So iodine just happened to be in your house at all times. And then it was replaced with something called Bactine.
I remember that.
So yeah, Bactine is a spray which numbs your boo-boo, which stings initially, and then it numbs it,
yeah.
Which iodine stings and just
Keeps stinging.
But I mean,
it's killing as it's going down.
Right.
Like, it's killing all the bad stuff and getting all the debris out and everything.
I don't know how much it's...
Kids to sit still for that, though, right? Like,
yeah. I wouldn't want to be a little kid with my, like, I was a...
I mean, I was a little kid, and they put it on me, and we just had
to... build character.
Yeah. What I'll tell you is that you learn... Well, you
it would build too much character.
I think that no one knew anything better to use except that. And when it was just a thing that everybody did, then it was fine. And we weren't thinking about these things. Like some of the things that you say, and I'm saying this loosely. I don't mean just you. I mean every mother that I ever talk to these days is, you know, oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can, you know, well, guess what? If the only thing that you ever knew was to, you know, to clean a wound was not Neosporin and all this other garbage, and it was only iodine, then you would just only do that because
colloidal silver is more pain-free and it's also really good.
Well, silver is really good to clean a wound immediately, and then the iodine is what's going to activate the regrowth.
So when you got that burn from the kitchen, you put that
silver
on
it. Right. So silver stops the burning. Yeah. So it stops the burn. That's a different thing altogether.
It's also antibacterial and all that stuff.
Everything, this is what's interesting. Everything is antibacterial, anti-pathogenic. I'm going to call it anti-pathogenic. Any pathogen. Except viruses that don't exist because they don't exist. A virologist has never seen a virus.
Isolated a live virus.
Never.
There has never been anyone.
I want a virologist to find me and show me a virus because a virologist has never. You know what virus means?
I went to nursing school, by the way.
Yeah.
So did my family.
So like, virus. Her mom's a nurse.
Yeah.
I think you assume that they did or something, or it's implied, you start reading and you're like,
yeah.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rockefeller medicine is a total lie.
Well, you went to medical school. Okay. So when we were growing up, and we went to the doctor. And the doctor didn't find bacteria present because we were unwell and the mom was trying to figure out. First of all, mothers didn't go to doctors when kids don't feel good. Like that wasn't a normal thing.
Yeah.
You just managed it at home. Okay. But let's pretend that you go to the doctor because you're like, I have
strep throat.
I can't get this kid to feel better no matter what. Right. Well, there's a cure for strep throat. It's called colloidal silver. You gargle it one time.
Oh, I believe
it'll be
back
gone.
When I was little, we didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
So it's gone in
a
day.
I believe that colloidal silver is one of my like main things.
Colloidal silver and iodine, which is the reason why we always have it. So this is the thing. In those days, if we went to the doctor, so ear infections weren't a thing. Strep wasn't a problem. No throat issue was an issue because we had solutions for them at home. Okay. But if we went to the doctor and we're like, I don't know what's going on. You know, the doctor would say, well, there's no bacteria present. This must be a virus or something. What that meant, it's a professional term for, I don't know.
Yeah. There's no cure.
So let's just fix the sleep. Let's just drink more water or, you know, eat better or rest or something. Mm-hmm. So then they're going to try to say, well, what you been doing? What you been doing for these past 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever? What's going on? Is there something different going on? Oh, well, we've been on the road or, oh, we've been doing da 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 da. Oh, we haven't slept in 5 days or I don't know, whatever. Oh, we went and traveled.
There's one major thing you're missing right here, though. Is because viruses were also created in order to cover up all of the radar and introduction of frequencies that they were putting in, like EMF frequencies.
Oh, no, not created.
Respiratory issues.
No, this is what's funny. So what she's talking about, what she's saying, okay?
So Spanish flu was like the introduction of radar.
Right. So that was also a computer-based thing. Yes. Okay, so these were
and vaccine experimentation.
Well, wait, let's back up. Hold on.
I mean, so, it's just a lot of things.
No.
I never find people like this right, in the world. Right. I come here and I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, she's talking about, okay, let's just unpack what you just said, because what she said is very important. Okay, this all was during World War One,
for sure.
And then going forward from that, not to discount what might have happened before World War One,
like the industrialization.
Okay. Yeah, the industrialization. I would say that it could, let's just say west, moving west, because that was around the time of the Spanish flu thing. Let's just say Little House on the Prairie. So Little House on the Prairie days, whatever that era was.
1800s.
So from the Little House on the Prairie times, that was when they started realizing, oh, these slaves are going to keep, y'all can talk. Y'all want to go? Okay, yeah. So they realized is our human resources, these people, they're going to keep moving and finding more freedom. They're going to keep moving. And, you know, the question is, how do you control a population? Because they had already taken over Africa, the largest population of the world, China, the largest population of the world, India, the largest population of the world, right? Those were the three largest populations in the world. So they had raped Africa for all of its human resources. It had raped China of all of its human resources. Those Chinese were the ones who were.
Give me this so I can chill, Kyle.
Those Chinese were the ones who were the ones who built the railroad. They worked for the one corporation that. So back then in America, you were not allowed to have a corporation. Corporations were illegal in the U.S. The colonists, our founding fathers, said that corporations are illegal because of the corruption they create and all this other stuff.
It was actually the international spice trade that taught them not to ever allow corporatization that could have a standing army, for instance, that they could afford their own mercenary army.
Right.
So that was actually written into the Bill of Rights and the Constitution by Jefferson.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. But
because of the international spice trade.
Right. Yeah, it goes back way back before the Vikings, right? So what she's talking about is all of the experience that our forefathers had from their forefathers and their forefathers. So, and this is the thing that's funny, because when people start bringing religion into it, then it's like, okay, they created religions to divide people further. And it started with Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah, ideologically. And so everything is like, you know, Christianity versus all the pagans. Well, and pagans is anybody else.
Pagans were essentially the original nature-based multi-god religions of Europe.
Correct.
So they were colonized first. So they were ripped from their tribal roots first. And this is what I was studying in Russia, actually, is that they systematically over the last several thousand years have been destroying the ethnic authenticity of European nations and destroying the genetic origins of Europeans, because the Khazarian mafia and the Ashkenazi that run the banks, they were threatened by Caucasians the most. Mm-hmm. So they used the religion to destroy the multi-god nature-based religions and pull them out of it and to monoculturize all of Europe, essentially.
Yeah, like Greece and everywhere, right? Because people are familiar with the Greek gods and all these other things. And then, and what's fascinating about that is spiritual religion, the original spiritual religions would have been like Taoism and Hinduism, I think, were the first two.
But they've all appropriated these religions, regardless of their authenticity and their, like, you know, you can argue until the end of time about, you know, is God real and all this stuff. Science doesn't disprove any of that, but it's about dividing people, and they've appropriated all the religions
Correct.
In order to divide us, regardless of their, you know, benevolent origins or not. But like the Catholic,
but they're also
Church
all the religions are based in some form of natural law. First of all, because it's the only constant, immutable thing, and because knowledge of natural law is the truth, which can set you free. So if you have knowledge of it, so in Christianity, then, I mean, seriously, the priests wouldn't allow women to be educated, period. They couldn't read or write, period. And only priests, only men who were in the priesthood could be educated. They were the only ones who could read and write, and they were the ones who were taught natural law. And if you know natural law, then you can create your own reality. And they didn't want you to have that freedom to do that. And that is how religions have controlled people over time, and specifically in Christianity. In all the other faiths, like if you look at, I can only speak for Hinduism. I don't know enough about Taoism. Maybe you do. And I don't know enough about all the other faiths. But in Hinduism, they wouldn't allow any one person to be a leader of everybody. There was no priest. There was no head, because religion was supposed to be...
You want to get darker still, though. They've been using pedophilia, blackmail inside the church in order to control the whole church, too.
Well, that is, like, that's the whole reason. Right. That's, I mean, which is incredible that they've revealed all this about Catholicism to the Catholics, and they do nothing about it. Right. They do nothing.
Well, they try to do something about it inside, but because the upper echelon is so entrenched with this type of ideology, it's impossible to really upend it, right, unless you're going to like destroy all of them.
Well, you took me off of my train of thought of Hinduism, which was that the faith believes that, you know, your relationship with God is yours. And so no one can interfere with that. And that is because of natural law.
But every and free religion will has that, don't you think? Like at the core?
Well, at the core of it, except that you have so many people that will say, like, I mean, I can just tell you about how many people come in here and they're just like, well, what's your religion with this food church? Or what's my religion, just generally speaking? Which I never talk about because it's irrelevant. That's not the point. Like if you're
That's
here.
That's your own personal journey anyway.
Right. It's always everybody's own personal journey. I don't care how devout you are within your faith, you also, at the end of the day, you have to behave morally.
Yeah, but that's doing the work, and that has to do with every ideology that can divide us. If you do the work spiritually, then you're above all these ideological divisions.
Right, in which case you're not going to be offended or be able to be divided from them. If you raise your consciousness, which is what we teach about consciousness here. So, and I explained to everybody what consciousness is, which is knowledge of the truth. You know, the more knowledge of the truth you have, the more you're able to walk in that truth, then religion becomes obsolete because you can love everybody where they're at. And it doesn't mean that my practice of religion or whatever it is that I do to spiritually cleanse myself or to feel...
Yeah. Personal rituals.
Whatever my personal thing is, you know, is still my personal thing, and it has nothing to do with you, and you can't even understand it. You know why? Because my relationship with you and my relationship with her is between me and her or me and you. She doesn't know what my relationship is with you, and you don't know what my relationship is with her. I mean, my children don't know the relationship that I have. Like, my son doesn't have the same relationship with me that my daughter has with me, that my husband has with me. My husband can't understand what my relationship is with my daughter. I can't know his relationship with his daughter, our daughter. You know, everybody has their relationships. And so that is the same thing with God or whatever you want to call it. Like, you know, whatever it is, whatever is powering you, you know, whatever that is. And the only thing that really that we all need to agree on is the knowledge of the truth, which is everything in the past, everything in the present. Like what I just said already happened. Now it's history. I cannot change that. It's immutable. There's absolutely nothing in my power that can change what I just did or said.
My perception of it could change, though.
Well, your perception can
change.
But this
is getting super tense.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, this is why I love to have Erica in the conversation. So that's one. Now, perception is not reality. What is reality? Reality is the truth, which is the past, which has happened. It is unchanging. Nobody can change it. People think perception is reality.
That's what we're fighting right now in society.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, but perception, that's because they think that morality is relative. It's not. morality is objective. They think morality is relative. Morality is not relative. Morality is objective.
Can I just add in there that, because this is something I've been thinking about in the last couple of days, actually, is that they have made everything so relative that they've removed us through psychological operations over the last several hundred years from being able to be in tune to our brain and soul and heart connection.
Yes.
That's so important to be able to intuitively read whether you're a genuine person or not.
Correct.
Or whether you're a psychopath.
Yes.
And that your intentions
recognize danger.
Are manipulative. Exactly. Your yes. intuitive sense on being able to detect someone's moral code.
Correct.
When you say they've done stuff, what do you mean, like fluoride in the water, but the pineal gland?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, when we're talking about psychological operations, that is one major one.
Right.
There's so many thousands that they've been doing to us that we don't know about it because it's covert.
Well, yeah. Like they want you, you're like, I mean, I experience this with my husband all the time. He's constantly misunderstanding what I'm saying, you know? And then everybody, like, that starts from
because
child.
The programming is different between right. the two of people's paths, like what your life experiences
right.
with this yeah. ideological
but also men and women. But also men
is
going to
be different and cause conflict all the time.
Right.
That's the point of
right.
it.
Right, right. That plus they want men, they want you from a boy and a girl to know that men and women don't think the same, you know, or whatever crap. Like they want you to
while also like now trying to tell you that they men and women don't even exist.
Oh yeah,
this is all what's psychological a woman? Operation.
What's a woman? Okay, well guess what? Let me tell you what a
chest
woman
feeder.
Is. I know.
That's what.
Oh my gosh. So.
It really is crazy. I wake up and I cannot believe the world is.
That's right, because they're fully, the psychopaths are fully coming out of the closet, and they have been using this stuff.
This is where, like, I told my husband this morning, I almost want to get out of
it's a coping skill.
I'm just like, I cannot go out in this crazy
world. I totally
agree
with
you. Well, they've been trained.
I totally agree
with you.
And I told it's hard that you know things, because I think, okay, I'm almost jealous that all these women can talk about this nonsense. It's like, means nothing. It
yeah.
means nothing,
yeah.
and they're so... partially understanding that they're not.
It's a coping mechanism because they've mm-hmm. disassociated because the trauma mm-hmm. is so all-encompassing at this point
yeah.
that people do not know how to engage with the molts. Like
mm-hmm.
it's so much. It's like an avalanche.
Yes.
Right.
And so
it
they
is
disassociate in order to cope
mm-hmm.
and function through their day.
Correct. Which is the reason why I thought she was so brilliant.
To
come in here.
Wrong.
She knows something's wrong. And she keeps asking all these questions. And then, but a lot of people are asking questions and then they ask the questions, they apologize for asking the questions or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, at least come in and sit down
well,
during my hours thing. And ask me the questions, which she does. So I thought that was brilliant. Like the first thing she did was like, okay, what are your hours? And then and she's like, okay, you know, then she made up her mind, okay, this is the day. And,
a stalker
and,
of knowledge. That's
yeah.
cool.
So, but you know, right. But I mean, I told her, I go, this woman is brilliant. Like, I think she's come in on different days. At the beginning, she came in different days. And then she was like, this day's too busy. And then she was like, okay, this is the day that I'm going to go. And I'm going to take over all their time because it doesn't seem like they're that busy that day. And then she just hangs out. And if we are busy, it's even better because then she gets to see all the other people
yeah.
and then find out how crazy they are or
it's
not.
It's because you want out of the idol. You want out of the matrix.
Yes.
Right.
You're tired of listening to the clucking hens.
Oh my gosh. Somebody just said to me the other day, how are you? And I was like, just another day in the matrix. That's what I always say. I'm just like, every day.
And you're waiting for one of them to surprise you and go, you know about it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
you're like, did you know we're trying to unveil it right now?
You know,
like,
mostly you know. Blue collar people are the ones who know.
Yeah. Yes. You know why? Do you want to know why?
People like us are like,
you, do you want to know why?
Literally people that I would have considered crazy.
Well, you want to
know? The
right. Well, do you want to know why the blue collar people are the
they've
ones?
They've had their hands in the ground
okay.
and in the dirt and doing stuff
no,
in real
No, because they're
life.
The only ones doing real things.
Yes, real
so
things.
So here's the thing. If you're doing a fake job,
yeah.
Yes, I'm calling you out right now. If you're doing a fake job, insurance, what the hell is that fake job?
Yeah,
you know, medical,
your whole
anybody
life.
In the medical realm, that is a 100% fake job created by the food system, because
which is all created by the Rockefeller systems,
right? If you have a centralized
Flexner and the whole of all of it.
Oh yeah. If you don't believe what I'm saying, then find the Flexner report and read it, and go all the way back to 1810 or 1910 when they filed it with Congress, and they put all holistic, naturopathic, whatever, anyone who was practicing medicine, anyone who was practicing medicine believing that the body has energy or recognizing that the body has energy.
Anybody who recognizes the truth about your health is going to be a domestic terrorist.
Right.
They made them quacks. Correct. Some of the most brilliant people.
They were burning people's almanacs and journals that were talking about all of the herbalism and all of the stuff that talked about real medicine. They've been getting rid of that forever.
Yes. And then they put their fake information, the lies on lies, the immoral lies that are all over the internet.
The internet just makes it easier to censor them out.
Correct. So then when any of us are talking, then we all look like crazy people, which is the reason I shut up.
Yeah, I do the same.
I just shut up. Yeah. So like people are like, well, Neeti, you know, you should make a video every single day, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we're going to do what I'm doing
right now.
Yeah,
but then there's like 50,000 things you want to talk about. Right. And you're like, I'm trying to encapsulate it in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I keep telling him. Like, maybe we can organize like a starter package.
Yeah.
Like, there is no starter package.
I've been trying to crack the code of the starter package for a decade.
I just sent you something because I was like, this is
okay, well,
I can't think of a starter package.
Hey.
It's so hard.
Well, did you look at that? And this is one of the most brilliant organizers of, she's a freaking journalist, media, like she knows how to organize a story. She knows how to organize a story.
I've been working even in CAA over a decade ago.
Right. Like. And she's targeted 100%. And if you look at any of her posts, then she is succinct and she's got it all.
I have been
like, whatever.
Death threats all this week.
Are you on, where do I follow
I've been getting death threats all this week, by the way. I don't know what it is about this week because I haven't even been posting.
They're finding all your old stuff. Like, so here's the thing that's so crazy.
Art with Aim, sorry.
Yeah. So every...
Sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, yeah, no,
it's on Instagram, but I'm heavily censored on my Instagram, but I still post when I can. But
where's the best way for me to find
it? Go to Instagram. You can look at all my back posts. You'll be busy for a year.
Yes. You will be crying.
ArtwitaiM.
M as in Mary?
Yeah.
So for all the friends that are listening in, I'm just going to start recording like this when we're talking in the food church because I don't have time otherwise to just create content.
That one's an imposter.
And this is where the real content is anyway. I mean, the real content are these conversations. And so I feel like,
created my podcast. Yeah, but getting people to have attention span to listen to the tangential nature of the truth is impossible. That's why a starter pack, it's like, I have no idea.
Well, my starter pack is a couple of my podcast episodes and a couple of my YouTube recordings, which you get when you sign up.
Right. So when YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble as well.
Right. Yes. All of my YouTube automatically goes to my BitChute. I mean, to my Rumble and my Odyssey.
But
actually,
Telegram is the only place I post daily that doesn't censor me.
Telegram is the only place that I can't figure out how to follow somebody because all I do is
it's
go.
It's complicated to figure out Telegram.
It's
but
exhausting.
Once you do, it's very easy.
You know what's even more exhausting? It's very Twitterish. And like I don't have time. I'm not sitting there just looking.
Telegram is Twitter-ish.
Well, to me it is because I have to keep looking at it all the freaking time like a ticker, and I don't have energy to do that. I'm like I'm busy doing.
Don't
things.
Even get me started about Twitter right now.
Yeah,
I could go on for 3 days about Elon Musk.
So when people say things to me like, "Hey Neeti, did you hear this? And did you follow that? And ding ding dong and whatever." No,
I always said that. Ding dong.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
I know, sorry.
You have her mannerisms down. But
sorry.
My girls do it.
Well, because I feel like I've had my back pinned up against the wall for years. And like no matter what I say,
I just
somebody,
feel like I've been running.
I'm not going to run.
Running.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not going to run because I'm like, you know what? I'm right here. Come and get me. Whatever. Like I can't. I don't.
For me, I already know they can target me anywhere I'm sitting, but more I'm trying to say that I'm trying to like pop up like a weasel up where I can, and then they try to hammer me down, and I'm like, over here. It's so ridiculous.
Well, she goes for the most controversial thing I do. Whatever. And for I'm me, really I'm just like, you know what I'm trying to do is just say, hey, mamas, bring your babies and just come
You're
with me.
You're more mom friendly. Right. I am more like way too intense.
No, she's got stuff on her thing that I can't unsee. And it's so disturbing. Yeah. And like I saw this one video that she just did with this sicko pedophile guy. And
it's
I'm just
revealing Tucker Carlson's true, unfortunate affiliation.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. And I mean, when I look at it, I'm just like,
he's part of a very bad situation.
Well,
is he really?
I hate to say it, but if you're visible with millions of followers and you're making $100 million a year,
you're
definitely
bought and
working for them.
Yeah, you are.
There's
100%.
No question about it.
Right. For him to act like he's not is ridiculous.
They are.
I mean,
just
this is a complete joke. I mean, I never believed for one moment.
People like her are the danger.
Right.
And people like me. Right. And so they put people that are enough like us in the front to make sure you're controlled within their parameters.
How come you can see him and you can't see me? How come you can see him and you can't see her?
Make sure you're
How come
still
you can't
the
hear
parameters?
The real mothers who are fighting a real fight or the real men that are
they
out
keep
there fighting
from
the real,
real
fight.
Stories that cause you to connect locally and directly.
Right.
Right.
They
because
want
if you
on
connect
the TV.
With, yeah.
I thought that was just, I have a friend that's into that QAnon stuff. Well,
Q, I'll, okay,
she
so let me.
Tucker is part of the problem. I was like, I don't
Q, so, no,
well,
so let me just tell you what Q is also.
As well, though.
So Q is a distraction also.
But it's a lot of real material.
But
a lot.
It's. But I will iron it out for you right now.
It's a lot, but it's misdirecting you.
It's lie. Yeah. So everything with the Q.
To trust Trump and all that stuff.
Correct. And Trump is also, like, they're all
Trump
bought and paid for.
Released the bioweapon.
Right.
This is my thing with him. This is my husband. My
what
husband.
Else do you need to know?
Well, he was anybody who's on television.
Well,
wait, Erica, please.
He didn't know.
Hey, can you please tell everybody for me right now?
God.
If you're on television, you're bought and paid for.
Yes.
Thank you. Because otherwise,
without
you're not on television.
Question.
You don't. You're not on television
without a question.
Without being bought and paid
you're
for,
you're either behind a ring locked front door that you have a membership to come in,
yeah. Right?
Or you're like literally being targeted and censored and completely erased digitally.
Correct. Yeah.
And you are unable to get a job.
Right.
Like, I have never been able to get published. I work for famous journalists, but that's because they're willing to toe the platform line all the time, and I'm not. Mm-hmm. And that they know that
and
I
have
the stuff.
And how many of them are on alcohol and 100 other things to cope with that?
But
my
you
God.
Cannot, like,
and they get burnt out after
I have
a while,
charisma,
too.
And I have the look. I have the everything that can make me a famous person. Mm-hmm. And I have the knowledge to deliver that product. But they will never let that product be delivered because then that would be a big problem.
Right.
So I live in poverty.
Well, anything that any of us say, which is
that's
look,
just how
I
it
mean,
has to be. For
Polly said the same thing. She came over and she's like, hey, you should be in media and tell your story. And I'm like, I don't know anything about media, you know? And she's just like, just talk.
Even the truthers
just,
in media are towing a freaking
right.
line.
Everybody,
if they want to get a paycheck, they may know the truth, but they're not going to deliver it in their
right.
product.
Correct.
Do you think that but a lot of people feel like Tucker is going to be able to like deliver this truth now?
No.
He just got offered a $100 million contract.
Yeah, he's a freaking liar.
Do you think anybody
but
who's offered that
$200 million or something crazy with
who
Fox,
cares?
And he let that go.
I don't give a...
No, this is all a charade.
It's all just
you like, know what this is? This is a magic cup.
Pay attention to me.
Now, here's the magic cup.
Come
right
over
and
here.
That, is it under? Is he under this cup or this cup? Or this cup?
They
it's a three-cup thing.
They're creating an alternative media that's controlled.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. He is the leader of taking you over
and then they're
going
to follow everybody who follows him.
And all of the influencers, like
so
even
you're
going to
sign up for that, right?
James O'Keefe?
Yes. For longer, yeah. He's
James
even
O'Keefe
more
has
well.
Been stalking my Instagrams and my stories, and because I worked for a lawsuit against Obama back 15 years ago, practically. But like he was going after a small time nobody girl journalist that I worked with for like 2 weeks, and he was going after him, and I had a picture of her on my old like we're talking like years ago, decade. I had a picture of her and Abby Martin, which is another journalist. And he came to my private page and all of my public pages and was watching my stories. And I wrote to him and I'm like, that's when I liked him still. And I wrote to him, I was like, I've been kind of wanting to work with you as an undercover journalist or whatever. Never responded to me except for in comments on his page. But he's still there. I could show you him in my 700 friends. Mm-hmm. He's like,
they're all stalking all of us.
I was listening to a doctor today. It's Guillermo. It's all in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So his media stuff is all in Spanish. But he was talking carnivore diet, mm-hmm. kind of what has opened his eyes. But he speaks out, like, a lot of this stuff, mm-hmm. you know, about
if
it.
If they have over 100,000 following.
Yeah. If they have even 10,000 people,
much now is impossible.
My following literally stops at 2888.
But
every
the internet
time.
Was created
and
to
people
do
keep
this,
joining. Yeah, so the people join, people like me, whatever, whatever, and then like 30 people will like follow me today, and then tomorrow 50 people are gone.
Gone.
Let me ask you this: knowing the world is this much of a disaster, and you're raising children. What do you do?
We do the right thing.
You
operate
have to
in
trust
the truth.
In a higher power. I don't care whether you call it religion or not.
Yeah, you can call it God. You can call it whatever you want. But what I know to be true is morality. I operate in truth,
yes.
and morality.
Integrity and courage.
And integrity. Food integrity. I cannot tell
you
how many people hate me because they're trying to call themselves regenerative. And I tell them how dirty they are because they were commodity growers who are trying to go clean.
Because they're cutting corners and she doesn't like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're doing. This is what's happening.
She called the feed store one of these. I was like, no, she's not playing.
Oh, I called the feed store on everybody. Because I'm just like, you're trying to act like
she's not playing.
You're trying to.
I love that.
Well, I'm just like, where do you get your feed? You grow your feed? Okay, who grows your feed? Who's growing it? You
because
grow
they're
it. Where are you growing
everything?
It?
So you
right.
have to.
I just need to know where it is. Right.
They're literally
so
contaminating everything.
I know where it's coming from.
So
I
how
know.
You survive all of it.
You have
we,
to.
But
get
we walk
there.
In the
you're
truth.
You're already starting the right path.
Right.
Now.
You're right here. This is it. Yeah. You have to do. Listen.
And this
I'm like,
is
are
growing.
They come shut all this down.
No.
Or are they gonna start
they're not going
to
shut
gonna
me down. They've been trying to shut me down for 15.
They're
going to
try, but she's definitely a force, as you can see.
Why are they not going to get me shut down? Because I'm right.
And the more of us that are here buttressing what she's doing, it makes it even harder. Because
right.
if they take down somebody who has this real connect, like real grassroots, not fake grassroots,
yeah.
but real.
You
want
to know who's tried to take me down?
You can't.
You
want
to know who's
up.
Tried to take me down? That actually. Like anybody who hurts us, I'll tell you who hurts us. Like the young, she was like, hey, Neethi, every time I post about you somewhere, there's somebody else who keeps countering my post saying she doesn't like you.
Yeah, because they have
and
troll
she goes,
armies of trolls.
Right.
They literally
no, this
do.
Is somebody who was in
they
here.
They don't even need to be real.
I said, well, that person joined. I know who that is. I said, that person joined. They didn't have a job. Ding, ding, dong, all these 100 things, whatever it was that
ding,
was
ding,
wrong
dong.
With them. Yeah. And then they didn't like me because I wasn't going to bend.
But
because I don't do
thing.
Side deals.
People like you have real physical enemies and real, like, on the virtual
Yeah, so
world.
Real physical enemies
people
here.
Like her are
and
targeted.
That person is, like, also
so
gonna,
that's why she's
so
like this.
So she's, like, saying things to you or whatever. So she goes, who is this? You know, and I go, wait a minute. And I go, oh, I know. I figured it out. I was like, I remember who she is. And I told her who she was. And there's other people who just don't like me because they think this is a food
because
country
you're challenging
club.
Their bubble.
This is a country club.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
So here's the other thing. The other people who hate me is this is their country club. Like we get our food here. And
yeah,
then
bougie.
Right. So there those people come here and
yeah,
then
because I want to have clean, non-nanotech infested food.
Right. So some of those Jeez. People that do that come in here and I've had people who come in here and they treat my children like garbage.
And that's a really nice person.
Uh-huh.
That
so,
says a lot
and
for
even and for those people who treated there's one person who comes to mind who treated my daughter like garbage for like 5 years. And the only reason I tolerated her was because her children were so sick. And I was like, okay, and I would console my daughter or I wouldn't let my daughter deal with her. I would deal with her. And I wouldn't let my children, like my children would stay back there when this person would come. And I would deal with them and she wouldn't deal with them, right? Because I'm not going to subject my children to like that insanity. It's ridiculous. But I felt like I should try to help. And I figure if they eat here long enough, they should get their
senses. Yeah,
sometimes
senses. You think they're off because they don't have
right.
what they need. Yeah, yeah.
Correct. And so after 5 years, because I got a lot of tolerance, you know, I was like, okay, enough is enough. And we're growing and I don't have time for this because you're just, because, you know, after 2020, I lost a lot of patients. Because then I was just like, okay.
That's for sure.
Yeah. All of you crazy MFers who are in here, I'm going to close your account. If you,
but you also had the lockdown on your own protection because 2020 is when the real war started to be like, I don't care what anyone says, that's when World War III started.
Yeah.
Well, they, I think 100%. It started, I think World War III started the day after World War II ended. And it was a silent war.
You could definitely argue all world wars are never ended.
Correct. Actually, they started it to create a constant threat and chaos.
That's right.
Forever. And there was
Israel.
somebody
needed Israel.
Somebody somewhere in the world was dying after World War II all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly because we were bombing them. And Americans were volunteering to go be order followers, which is 100% immoral. And if you're following orders, and you don't know what you're following the orders for, and you don't know why you're following the orders, you are 100% responsible and immoral. You are 100% responsible and immoral. I said it. 100%.
I agree with it.
You cannot be an immoral. You cannot be moral and follow orders.
You can't be moral and be unconscious, because I think morality has everything to do with still being interconnected with the soul and the heart. Connection.
100%. That is the reason why the psychological operations talk you into your immoral behavior via religion or whatever.
Oh, because, my God. I could focus for a year on just psychological operations and still have more to talk about.
And you could do that just
literally.
You could go through every single.
It's so much.
The psychological operations that started post World War II are so powerful that in school
and evil though. That's the thing.
If you just talk about the school, the dinging of the bell.
Oh my God!
Dinging of the bell.
So many things.
I can talk about this bell for freaking hours.
Yeah, she.
Like, what happens when you hear the bell?
You're being
a million psychological reactions happen. You know, just from
sirens,
a dinging of a bell.
Police sirens.
Yes.
Everything.
Bell. Ding. Dong. Ding. Every time you, that's why when I say ding, dong, ding, you should also be like, what? But it's true. Because it's connected.
Oh my God.
Because it is,
that's
right?
That's hilarious.
Every single shiny,
man,
bright light
I love
that
how you
they
just
create.
That in there.
Isn't it true? Because
yeah.
Every single shiny, bright light has a ding.
So are we doomed?
No. Only if you allow it. Nothing's happening to you. Everything's happening for you.
I'm laughing right now because we're not doomed.
No, we're not doomed. You know why we're not doomed?
Because I think they're on.
They're doomed.
The rails.
You know what?
Right,
they're so doomed because there are so many of us who are walking in love. There's so many, and as much as people talk crap about, like, all they can do is talk about me, and now that's how I know I made it, girl. That's how I know that somebody's hearing me. The only reason I know people can hear me is because there's somebody out there trying to stop me constantly.
You know what 2020 did that I think really is the difference that we're seeing now? Is that, I don't know about you, but my personal journey is I've been doing this covertly for...
I'm just like, I can't, like, I just feel overwhelmed because it's so much. Mm. You take on
it
all
is
this
so
stuff
much.
And I feel like, you know, everything that I thought for
I don't
my
know
kids,
you, but I'm proud
family,
of you.
For family, for everything. It's
you're
like,
doing such
my
a good
mind
job.
Has just been so... Like,
blown.
I don't even know. Like, I get up. My kids go to Christian school, all of us. And it's everything I've ever believed or wanted, you know, for my kids, for my family. And trying to, like, I guess, you know, figure this out for them, for me.
You're
every,
a really courageous person.
Every mm-hmm. future thing that I thought, like, I had visions of my husband. Like, I thought it was cool. We were going to be like, oh, we're so tired. And now I'm like, get a fucking farm. Like, I don't know what we do anymore. It's just
it's
over.
Probably good to get land.
Yeah.
But you want to try to collaborate with people like us, to be honest. I don't mean
right.
to toot my own horn.
No, I mean, that's what I was trying to tell you.
It's so
right.
Much,
people
right?
need
like,
to.
You start but, looking at the stuff, it just does. I feel like I wake up and I'm just like having my coffee.
It's a nightmare.
Days. Like, I'm
yes.
just like.
I
but
have
see,
that too, and
yeah.
I've been in this for 25 years, so honestly, I have a lot of empathy.
I, and
for
I have
you.
Too.
I
I've
keep
been
telling my husband, I'm like, because so many people feel like Trump is going to save the day. I'm like, it's all bullshit. Because I was reading the red, what's that? red pill or whatever.
Yeah, yes. The revolution.
So I'm at the last, like, I think I got 20 pages left. I'm reading this morning, and I drive him nuts because I'm every day texting, ding, ding, look at this.
And he listens to you.
He does, and he...
He still chooses her.
Very good.
No, he still chooses
her. That's amazing.
I mean, he's really, you know what, he very proudly says to me, he goes, we're like podcast listeners, and my wife, you know, I met her, and he's like, you know, she researches, and she, you know, she wants to know these things.
You're smart.
And right. I mean, I just told you, I was like, she showed up and did the smartest thing.
You're very clever.
Because she was just like, okay, I'm just going to hang out. Cause what's she going to do? What's she going to do? Cause she's open. You know,
but your energy is super pure.
Right. I mean, she just wants to know.
She's got very pure energy.
Right. And I don't mind. I mean, do you suck my whole day out?
If somebody who was creepy.
But I don't mind.
Here,
I mean, listen
different.
To me. I don't mind. To me, I would rather, but I am going to start recording it because I'm like, at least I should
You're
have.
You're going to be famous in about.
I have to have content.
Don't think you can be quiet and anonymous any longer, though.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't have to say your name out loud.
I mean, literally, it's we've just, let go of like every, not every friendship, but kind of family. Like everything has just become so, once you start seeing all this stuff, you can't unsee it. And I don't know.
And you can't listen to their mouths.
You can't listen to
anymore.
Their drama anymore. You're just like, you're so concerned about stupid garbage.
My mom's identical twin and all the brothers and sisters that we had through the identical twin relationship growing up together, like those are like my siblings. Gone. All over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Do you think I have the same relationship with my sister that I want to have? Or any of my family?
I lost 95%
like
of my friends.
We have no friends. Like, you're my friend. Y'all are my friends.
Like, it started.
Well, it started for me 15 years ago.
Oh. That's what started it for me. And I started questioning it, and I was like, something's not right. And then I would Google, and I would see these deaths in Brazil, and then I would, then you couldn't find it, and then I'm trying different certain right, and I talked to a friend who's in medical. She's like, "Yeah, I've never heard of that." What? So I started asking our doctor about it. We'd been to for 10 years. I went to nursing school. Some of these women loved it in there. Thought I was doing all.
When did you go to nursing school? Just out of curiosity.
When Brooke was my oldest one's 14, so when she was a baby, like 2, I think, was when I was, you know.
So 12 years ago.
Yeah, a long time.
What's now 2023?
But you don't learn nothing. You know, it's like hard stuff. You don't.
2008.
And I started getting into. Another thing was a friend of mine who I knew from church, we volunteered and did stuff together. Her son has autism. And she started connecting the dots, watching the highway, and started connecting with them. I thought she was crazy. I was like, she's lost her mind because she's connecting it to the vaccine. It's like she's one of those no-vax moms. I would tell Kyle, I was like, just be nice, you know. This lady's lost her mind. And
I know, I was just a cancer mom. What's a cancer mom? Can you just tell me what is that?
And then, so then I started, like, during COVID, she kept telling me about the highway, and I'm like, this is crazy, I don't have time for this. And then I started watching it, and I was like, oh my God. And then she got into homeopathy, so then I started doing that. So that was around COVID time. So, like, anytime my girls would get an ear infection, I would do the, you know, I ordered all my stuff from Europe, because I didn't trust the stuff here. And I had tons of kits, and I started learning and taking courses with Joette, who's part of the Western. And the thing that you find is that I told Pat, like, I always pray at night to God for wisdom, discernment, like, help me put these pieces together. And you find, it's like I was at Polyface before I just had ordered from them directly before I found Nefi. Just like, I did everything backwards, I feel like, but.
No, there is no backwards. It's just the back road.
Yeah. That's
right. You got to get here somehow. Yeah.
I feel like everyone went, and then I'm talking to her, and then I'm like, oh, you know Joel, or you know, like, and then suddenly, you know, we're like Hilda, or any of these people that have been in my ear over the years, Dell, whatever. It's like everyone kind of knows each other because there is a group together that kind of is on the same wavelength, but it is mind blowing a lot of this.
But see, that's what should give you encouragement, because the truth is that shows you that the alternative system that's going to upend the corrupt system is already here.
Has been here.
It's just
has
not
never
allowed
left.
To be visible or on television.
Yeah.
So,
but it's
so
still here.
Right. Yeah. And the same thing, like, for when we were talking about the land and the soil.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's not available.
Yeah,
you just have
to
know how
back.
To do it.
We have to take our control back and not let them
you
be
just
Stockholm
have to know.
Syndroming us into worshiping their false leadership.
So let me give you an example. My son right now, He thinks everything that we do is a pain in the ass. Like everything we do is like ass backwards somehow or whatever, because everything we do requires me to fill things out 25 different ways or to let people know who we are or what we're
because
doing.
Because you're still having to work within the bullshit rules
right.
that they have.
And there. That is because yeah. if you're back on the land and soil and you're operating in this de facto government, then you have to let the de facto government, you have to put them on notice and say, hey, I'm not a citizen. I'm not, you can't, I'm not your slave. All right. Just understand who I am. All right.
But you also have to deactivate the bomb that they've put around all of us because they've put us all inside of this, like.
Right. They're like, we're going to push
like
a button.
Bombed up.
And yeah, well, we have the bomb. We're wearing the bomb jackets.
Yeah.
Like literally we're wearing the bomb jackets.
We have to deactivate.
They want to push a button to kill us all the time by mob rule because we are under martial law and mob rule. There's no leadership here.
But
okay?
as soon as the spell is broken, it's right. like, it can be like this.
Yes. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said it, says it best.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I see
oh,
it right
God.
Now. Yeah. I'm watching,
the
it.
Last three
I'm watching
years?
It. I'm watching
really?
It. Oh, my gosh. For me.
Oh,
my
God.
Just
the last
to me,
2020 years,
was the best thing that ever happened because it's the first time
but it's
that
gonna get
everybody
hard.
Woke up. But, well, it's going to get hard.
It's getting harder.
It's
going to
get hard for the people who believe in the de facto government. Anybody who's off operating in de facto, they're going to have it hard, not us.
Yeah.
We're not going to have it hard
because
we're
already building the alternative system.
We're already on the other side.
That's
going
to be the safety net that catches you from hitting ground.
I'm going to end
like,
this conversation.
Other people are just going to be like this.
I'm going to end this episode right now.
A lot of people are going to die.
I'm going to end this episode. Yeah. There, this
a
is
lot.
The next great human extinction, and it is voluntary.
Yes.
Friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you like it, please share it with all your friends. And if you are interested in knowing my story or learning about the nonprofit work that I do, then please read my book. I'll make sure that there's a link in the notes. And while you're at our website, then you know you could become a sustainer and help support regenerative agriculture. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.